AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm calls it a major scientific breakthrough. It's called net energy gain. Researchers at the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory in California for the first time produced more energy in a fusion reaction than was used to ignite it. Dr. Kim Budell is the lab's director.
Ignition is a first step, a truly monumental one that sets the stage for a transformational decade in high energy density science and fusion research. And I cannot wait to see where it takes us.
Granholm says the achievement will pave the way for advancements in national defense and the future of clean power. President Biden says it's a sign the economy is rebounding. Consumer prices rose more than 7% in November, down sharply from October. The president was asked when prices might go back to normal.
I hope by the end of next year, we're much closer, but I can't make that prediction. I'm convinced they're not going to go up.
Gas prices have tumbled from their summer peak. FTX's new CEO, John Ray III, is testifying on Capitol Hill about the collapse of the cryptocurrency exchange.
The FTX group's collapse appears to stem from absolute concentration of control in the hands of a small group of grossly inexperienced and unsophisticated individuals who failed to implement virtually any of the systems or controls that are necessary for a company entrusted with other people's money or assets.
The government has charged Sam Bankman-Fried, the founder and former CEO of FTX, with a host of financial crimes, alleging he intentionally deceived customers and investors to enrich himself and others while playing a central role in the company's multi-billion-dollar collapse. The Kremlin says President Vladimir Putin has ditched his annual marathon news conference following a series of battlefield setbacks in Ukraine. It is an acknowledgement that the Russian leader's war has gone badly wrong. Stocks are higher on Wall Street. This is AP News. The latest recall involves pickups.
Almost 1.5 million late model Ram pickups are being recalled because the tailgates may not close completely and the cargo could spill out onto the road. Ram 1500, 2500, and 3500 pickups from the 2019 through 2022 model years. Stellantis, the company we used to call Fiat Chrysler, says that striker plates on the pickups may not be lined up right to allow the tailgates to close completely. For now, it says make sure you secure the cargo in the beds. The company says it's not aware of any related crashes or injuries. I'm Rita Foley.
The Humane Society says a bald eagle shot in Wisconsin has died during surgery. Authorities are asking for tips on who may have shot the adult male bird that was found injured last week on private property. Eagles and their nests are federally protected. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.